Morning. Today's daf in Brachos is Nun Vav. We are in the ninth and final parak of the Masechta, and we're discussing the topic of dreams. Started yesterday, and the Gemara is going to be spending a lot of time with this topic, devoting precious real estate of the Gemara to the topic of dreams. Obviously, it's important. At the same time, however, as I mentioned yesterday, and I will reiterate today, it is confusing, because the Gemara gives definitely conflicting reports regarding the nature of a dream and whether it is something that we should take seriously or we should not take seriously. And even within Amoraim themselves, each Amora also gives, not each, but a number of Amoraim give conflicting reports regarding how serious and significant dreams are. So it's, to say the least, it's a complex issue. It's a difficult issue. And a lot of agadata regarding this matter as well. We are on the top of Nunvav Manal with the very first word. Amle Kesel Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Chananya. So the Kesel says to Rabbi Yeshua. Now Rashi over here gives us the world politics at this point in time. There's a short Rashi. So there's Rome and there's Paros. There's the Roman Empire and there's Persia. And there was quarreling between them. There was some sort of warring that went between them. So in other words, so if Kesel is thinking right now, as obviously the head of Rome, so his chief enemy is going to be Persia. Okay, good. That's Amar Kesel Rabbi Yeshua Rabbi Chananya. So the Kesel says to him, "Marmisa dechach misa tuva. I heard you Jews are smart. So Emily Maicha Zina Bachalme. So you tell me, what am I going to be dreaming about tonight?" So Amalei Chazisa de Meshach Leparsai. So he says, "I'll tell you what I think you're going to be dreaming about tonight. So you're going to be subjugated by the Persians." Right, it's a strange word, Meshachre. Rashi spent some time trying to decipher it. But the Rashi says, you're going to be subjugated by the Persians. V'garbi bach, and they're going to seize you. V'rei bach shakse, and they're going to have you be a shepherd for pigs. B'chusha d'dahava, with a golden staff. That's what you're going to be dreaming about tonight. Hirakula yome, so now the whole day Caesar is thinking about it. And Lord Techaze, and that night he saw it. So basically what Rabbi Yehoshua bar Chananya did is he planted a seed in his head. And then that seed just simply materialized that night when he dreamt. Amalei Shvar Malka L'Shmuel. Similarly, we have another dialogue, another conversation, very similar. This is between Shvar Malka, the leader of the... Now, Rashi over here says Paras. It's, right, Paras Bavel, whatever the case is. He was the secular leader of the Babylonian community and lived at the same time as Shmuel, and he speaks to Shmuel. So Amisa dechach misa tuva, and again, same discussion. I heard you Jews are very smart. Emli my chazina bechama. So you tell me, what am I going to see tonight? Amalei chazista asu romai v'shavu alach. So he says, well, it's funny. I see tonight in your dreams that the Romans are going to take hold of you. V'tachnu bekashisa, and they're going to have you grinding date pits. Birachaya, and the millstone. The dahav, it's going to be a golden millstone. Here akulayam, so the whole day he's thinking about el or techaza, and that night he saw it. Okay, so purpose of these two stories is the idea that dreaming a lot of the time is just simply a manifestation of what we've been thinking about the whole day. So you plant an idea in somebody's head. By the way, the stranger the idea, the better, right? The golden millstone. And that night he's going to be thinking about it. Continuing now in the Gemara, we're going to have a story. This story over here is going to be taking us through the remainder of Amud Aleph, and it's going to go a little bit into the Amud Beis as well. And we speak today about the story of Barhejia together with Abai and Rava. So Barhejia Mafshe Chama. So Barhejia was a noted dream interpreter. So Havi Mandi Yavle Igra Mafshe Leila Malyusa Mandalo Yavle Igra Mafshe Leila Greyusa. Also, he suffered a little bit from greed or profiting. And that is that he would interpret it positively if you paid him. But if you didn't pay him, so then he would interpret your dreams negatively. And as we're going to see, we saw it yesterday. It's one of Rav Chisda's rules. Remember, we started the discussion yesterday on the bottom of Nun Hey Amud Aleph, and we had a number of Rav Chisda's rules. Truth of the matter is, as I'm going back over the rules right now, so one of Rav Chisda's rules is that a dream that goes uninterpreted doesn't mean anything. So obviously, an interpretation is significant in terms of a dream. What we're going to be learning now, today, is that the interpretation can be influenced by whatever who was ever interpreting the dream and which direction he's interpreting the dream. And so based on the interpretation that's given, so that's going to be the fruition of the dream. And so now, Barhejia, with this knowledge, so he says, okay, so if the person pays me, so I'll interpret it positively. And positive results will come about from it. And if he does not pay me, so then I'll interpret it negatively. Good. And negative results will come out from it. Okay, lesson learned, by the way, for all of us as we go through the story is you get what you pay for. So the so Abai and Rava Chazuchama. So the Abai and Rava are both experiencing many dreams. So Abai Yavle, Zuzav Rava Lo Yavle. So Abai paid.
Same dream.
Right? Same dream. Right? Abai paid and Rava did not pay. Okay. The question which I'm going to field, but I'm not going to have a good answer for, is at what point in time did Rava realize maybe I should change my strategy? Maybe I should start paying. But, okay, because I know we're going to go through, it's going to be at least a dozen scenarios where it's going to be the same result. And so I understand these are very, very bright people. And yes, Rava should have figured it out earlier. I understand that. Anyway, so Amrei, so here we go. So we are going to go through over a dozen different types of dreams that the two of them had, and Bar Hedger's interpreting. And it's always going to be the same result, at least in the first round. And that is that Abai is going to get a favorable interpretation, and Rava's not going to get a favorable interpretation. Amalei Ekrem Bechama, the following pasuk was read, and these are psukim from the Tochacha in Parshas Kisavo. Shurcha Tavuch Leinecha, your ox will be shechted in front of you. And continuation, you're not going to eat it. So to Rava, he says, well, that means that you're going to lose your business and you're going to lose your appetite because you're going to be so sad. To Abai, he says, your business is going to profit. And you're not going to be eating only because you're going to be so happy. And you're going to be in such a good mood all the time that you're not going to need to eat. You're not going to have to experience any kind of emotional eating. Number two, Amrilech Ikrain, the following pasuk again, psukim from the Tochacha, was shown to the both of them in their dreams. By Banim and Banas Tolid. So you're going to have sons and daughters, and the Tochacha goes on to say, but they're not going to be yours. So Larava Amrilech, so to Rava, he says to him, Kivishisu, that they're going to be taken into captivity. To Abai, he says that you're going to have a lot of sons and a lot of daughters. And your daughters are going to marry. And it's going to be as if they were taken into captivity in that they're leaving the house. But in other words, but really, Be'etzem, it's a bracha, because I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of children, a lot of sons, a lot of daughters. Number three, Ikran. I saw the question. I saw the question coming. I know. So your sons and your daughters are going to go to another nation, a foreign nation. So to Abai again, who's always going to be receiving the favorable interpretation. So he says you're going to have a lot of children. And now you and your wife are going to have the following discussion / debate. Who should they marry? Should they marry within my family? Should they marry within your family? Obviously, we're not talking about close family members. That's a rias. But in other words, who should they marry? Distant relatives. So now what's going to happen is that she's going to force your hand, and she's going to have them marrying with her family, and that's amacher. So right, it's like another nation. But again, be'etzem, it's a bracha, because I'm telling you, you're going to have a lot of children. They're going to marry off, and the only thing that the amacher is making reference to is that they're marrying your wife's family, not your family. But be'etzem, it's a bracha. And l'rav amalei devasai shchiva, and to Ravi says your wife is going to die. Va'asu banev v'naseli de isis achrita, and you're going to remarry. And now what is that going to mean for your children? They're going to have a stepmother. The Amar Rav, Amar Rav Yirmiyah Bar Abba, Amar Rav, my dichsiv, banechum nasechem nesunum amacher, zu eshes hav. So the amacher over here is a reference to eshes hav. It's a stepmother. So throughout history, right, the fame or infamy that is given to the stepmother, but the Brisa says it. It's not a Brisa. But the Gemara says it, that the amacher over here is a reference to the stepmother, and that's what he says is going to be the case for Rava. Ikra Mechama, we're up to now, I counted, I number them in my Gemara. So this is number four. Ikra Mechama, the following pasuk was read to them in the dream. Lechecho b'simcha lachmech. Okay, so we left the Tochacha now, pasuk in Koheles. So eat your bread b'simcha. Right, this pasuk is associated with the post-Yom Kippur breakfast. So l'abai amar lei, so to Abai he said, mirvech eskech v'achalta v'shishit v'karata p'suka mechedva dilibeich. So you're going to eat, you're going to drink, your business is going to be successful, and you're going to be reading this psukim, b'simcha. L'rav amalei psik, pasid is kech. And Taravi says your business is going to lose. Tavachav lo achalta, you're going to shech, but you're not going to eat. V'shasitza v'karita lefuchich bachtecha. And the only reason why you're reading these psukim is only to mitigate the sadness that you have. Number five, ikrein zeraf totzis hasadeh. A lot of seed is going to come out of the field. Now we are back at the tochacha. And the and this pasuk ends off by saying, and the locusts are going to come and they're going to eat it. La Abaye Amalei Mireisha. So Abaye says, focus on the beginning of that pasuk. And La Rava Amalei Misefa. And to Rava he says, look at the end of that pasuk. Okay, again, positive, negative, depending on who's interpreting for. Ikrenan, the next pasuk, again back to the tochacha. Zesim yeyulach b'chol gvulacha. So you're going to have olives. But then the pasuk goes on to say it's all the tochacha, but you're not going to be able to anoint yourself with these with the olive oil. La Abaye Amalei Mireisha. So again, to Abaye says, focus on the beginning of the pasuk. La Rav Amalei Misefa, and to Abaye and to Rav he says, look at the end of the pasuk. Okay, again, same story, positive, negative. Ikrein, they go to another pasuk. V'rachol amei haaretz, all the nations of the world will see you. We quoted this pasuk earlier in the Masechta. This is a reference to the Tefillin Shel Rosh. That's what we learned all the way back on, I think, Davov, but anyway. So what does that mean? Everyone's going to see you. So Abaye says, Nafalach Shema, Derish Masif to Havis. So to Abaye says, your name is going to be spread out all over. And you're going to be the Rosh Hashiva. Emascha Nafalta Ba'ama. And your fear meaning awe, is going to permeate throughout the entire world. That's how we interpret it for Abaye. For Rava, L'Rava Amalei, B'dayana Demalka, Itber. So what's going to happen is that the king's treasury is going to be broken into. Umatfasta beganvei, and you're going to be grabbed and you're going to be falsely accused of being the thief. V'dayni kol ha'ama kavachomer. And everyone now is going to make the following argument. Minach lamachar itber b'dayana demalka v'asif v'tafsil le'lerava. So the king's treasury was broken into, and they're tofes and they grab Rava, meaning, and if Rava is going to be caught for this, so for sure we're going to as well. And Rava will be basically serving as a model for everybody else. I can't believe what happened to him. Do you hear what happened to him? And as a result of that, that's the Ra'u Kol Ame Ha'aretz. Everyone's going to see him, but obviously over here in the negative light. This is now number eight. Amalei Chazan Chasa Apum Dane. So they say this is not a pasuk, but this is just simply a vision, an image they saw in their dream, lettuce on top of a barrel. So to Abaye says, yo, oh, good. You know how lettuce is folded over? Your business is going to double over like the lettuce that's on top of a barrel. And to Rav he says, your business is going to go bitter like the chasa. The chasa is the lettuce. Right, the romaine lettuce, one of the vegetables that qualifies as the mara that we eat on Seder night. So that's gonna be your business. It's gonna bitter. Number nine, I'm lechazan bisra apumdane. So in this dream, so there was meat on top of a barrel. Barrel over here, by the way, means barrel of wine. So labai amrle basim chamrech. So to Abaye he says that your wine is gonna be sweet. And people are going to come to you and buy meat and wine. So to Rav he says that your wine is going to go sour. And because your wine is so sour, so people are going to have to eat meat in order to mitigate the bitter taste of the wine. Number 10. So this is now the 10th dream that they are sharing with Bar Heja. The results are going to be basically the same. We saw a barrel that is suspended in a tree. So he says that what's going to happen is that your business is going to spring up like a palm tree. He says that your business is going to sweeten like the actual fruit, the date itself. Now that sounds good, and it can be good. Because for Rava, the dreams are always interpreted l'ra. Rashi writes over here, Chali iskech, matok, klomar, shetitein schorich bezol. It's going to be a sweet deal, but not for you. It's going to be a sweet deal for the consumers, which means that for whatever reason, your prices are going to drop. And so the consumers are going to basically, they're going to clear you out, but you're not going to be making any profit. Okay, that's Rashi. Number 11. Amalei chazan romana dekat chapom dane. There was a rimon, a pomegranate, that was sprouting out of a barrel. This is the 11th dream. So So he says that your business is going to spring up like a rimon. And Larava Amarlay, Kavis Kech Rimona. Your business is going to go stale like a rimon. The 12th vision, the 12th dream that they're sharing with this Barhejah is that the barrel went into a pit. So to Abayi says that you are there's going to be such a strong demand for your business. Meaning there's an expression that the bread goes into a pit and you're not able to find it. Meaning people are going to want it. There's going to be such a high demand. Good for you in terms of your business. And to Abayi says, sorry. To Rava he says that your business is going to be lost and it's going to go into the pits. Okay? We have the English expression, in the pits. So, Amrle Chazina Bar Chamra Dekai Aizdan Venoer. Okay. Next, this is the 13th dream already. We're almost done. So, there was a donkey. It was right next to the pillow, and it was braying. That was the dream. So, Labai Amrle Malka Have Vekai Amora Ilach. So, Abai says, good. So, you're going to be a melech. Melech over here probably means Rosh Hashiva, but, and they're going to put a mora. And the donkey over here represents the Amara. That's the human microphone that they used in order to broadcast. And that's what it means for you. L'Rava Amalei Petach Amor Gait Mitfilech. He says, oh, the braying donkey? I'll tell you what that is. If you look at your tefillin, you're going to find that Petach Amor, Petach Amor from the Parsha of Ki V'Echa, so you're going to find that the word Petach Amor, it's erased. And meaning you're missing a letter in your tefillin. Okay. So Amalei. So to that now, Rava, finally, he talks back. And he says, and he's got a good reason to talk back. So what are you talking about? I checked my tefillin. Every letter's there. I don't know what you're talking about. So Amar Lei, so Barhejah says to Rava, Vav de Petach Hamor Vadegahit mitfilech. Oh no, you're missing the Vav of Petach Hamor. Now Rashi over here gives us some details. Rashi writes over here that the word Petach Hamor, if you're looking in the Chumash, in that Parsha, in the end of Parsha's bow, it doesn't have a Vav. It's not supposed to have a Vav. So what's this Barhejah talking about that there was a Vav that it was erased? It wasn't supposed to have it. So you look at Rashi, he writes, Rashi over here is on the second column. No Tosfos on this page. No surprise. But but Rashi writes, Vav de Petach Hamor, Gai Mitzvilech, Be Parsha's Vayaki V'echa, V'chol Petach Hamor Tifte B'seh. So the Pasuk, V'chol Petach Hamor, V'hu Chaser Vav. Now it's missing the vav. Uvitzfilin shel Rava kasva kosev malay. Now what the sofer did is he wrote it malay with a vav. The achar kach machku, and then afterwards he erased it. Vahainu gahit machuk, and that's when he meant that the vav is missing. Meaning there was an extra vav that was put into your tefillin, and it was and the sofer erased it. Now you have to wonder what's the big deal. So by tefillin. So by tefillin, it is a big deal. Meaning when writing a Sefer Torah, so you write the letter, you write the words, you write the letters, and it doesn't have to be beseder, it doesn't have to be in any particular order. However, when writing tefillin, when writing mezuzah, so there's a halacha of kisidran. It has to be written in the right order. Every letter has to be written in the order. If you make a mistake on a letter, so you got to go back to that letter and write and rewrite from that letter, if possible. Okay, So it's a critical halacha when it comes to the writing of tefillin mezuzos. So what Barhejah was saying to him is that the sofer added the vav, then erased it. So in other words, now it's missing this kisidran, and so therefore the tefillin are no good.
He was never mekayem the mitzvah.
That's what he's saying. Okay, are we supposed to believe him? Was he supposed to believe him? I don't know. But that was his interpretation of the dream. Now, okay, so I counted 13. 13 dreams that were shared. That were both shared by Abaye and Rava, and they shared the dream with Barhejah. Barhejah interpreted the dream, and as we basically got the point now, after 13 rounds of this, is that because Abaye paid, so he received a favorable interpretation, and Rava did not pay, and therefore Rava received a negative interpretation.
Okay.
Is it like bribery? Okay, you can call it bribery. It's called call it. I put it under the category if you get what you pay for. Okay, so either way, you could describe it either way.
What's the point of all these stories? To put in the Gemara, what's the point?
Yeah, I understand.
What are the odds?
I understand. It's precious, precious real estate.
What are the odds that in 13 cases they have the same dream? Like two have the same in 13 separate instances.
Yeah, I'm with you.
And after the first or second or third time the judge gives a bad interpretation,
yep.
The rabbi keeps going back to this guy for it.
I know. I'm aware. Okay, Azar Rav L'chud El Gabe. Okay, so Rava goes by himself. Okay, so now Rava goes by himself without Abaye, and here we go with some more. I'm lechaza dasha b'yasa danafa. I saw in my dream the outer door; it fell. I'm relay ishtecha shechva. So he says your wife is going to die. Now the truth of the matter is that earlier, if you're following earlier, so there was an interpretation of a dream that we saw. It's one of the first ones that he had. That was the same interpretation. It could be a reference to a different wife. Could be maybe the same one. Either way, Amalei Chazia Kach V'Shinei Denator. He says I saw my teeth fall out. The Kach and Shinei are the molars and the incisors, and they fell out. That's why I saw my dream. Amalei Bin Chav Nesecha Shachvan. He says your children are going to die. Amalei Chazat Tarte Yuna Deparchan. I see two birds flying away in a dream. Amalei Trei Neshei Megareshes. You're going to be divorcing two women. Amalei Chazai Trei Gar Galidei Delifta. I see two turnip heads. Amalei train kupe balas. He says, oh, for those two turnip heads, that means that you're going to be hit in the head twice over. And then the Gemara tells us that in this particular interpretation, he was right on the money. Not to say that he was wrong in any of the others, but the Gemara just simply gives us more details over here. Aza Rava hu yom aviyasev bei midrasha. And Rava goes that day to the base medrash. Kula yom ishka chanu trei. And there were two blind men who were fighting. Okay, it's unusual to see two blind men fighting, but okay, they got into a fight. With one another. So Rava tries to break it up. And what do you think happens to Rava? He's trying to break it up. And they hit Rava in the head twice as he's trying to break it up. Now, there was a raised arm as Rava was about to be hit a third time. To which Rava now is going to object? No, not a third time. Not a third time. The dream only said two. So Amar, I know it's funny, and the Gemara says it. So Amar, Mistaya train Chazai, train Chazai. So Rava says, enough. Right? You're not going to hit me a third time. I only saw two hits. Okay. Lesof asa Rava v'yayvle igra. Rava now pays Barheja. I know. We're all wondering, every one of us in this room, right? What took him so long to get the message? I don't have an answer. Okay, if you have a suggestion, great. Let's go on. V'yayvle igra. So he pays him. Amrlei chazai ashisad anafal. So I saw a wall fall down. Amrlei nechasim b'lo mitzarim kanisa. Oh, wall fall down. That's great. That means that you're going to have properties without any borders. Amrlei chazai apadna de abay danafal v'chas yanafke. So he says, I saw the palace of Abaye fall down, and he's covered in dirt. Amalei Abaye Shachiv. So the interpretation, Abaye is going to die. Umistifte Asiel Gabech, the yeshiva is going to go to you, and they're going to tap you to become the next Rosh Yeshiva. Amalei Chazai Apane Dididinafal. He says, you know, I saw my house fall down. Vasukule Amashak Levinta Levinta. And everyone's taking a brick from the fallen house. That's what I saw last night in my dream. Amalei Barheja says, here's the interpretation. Shmaitetach mevadadam ba'alma. So what's going to happen is that your teachings are going to be spread out. The bricks that everyone's taking, that's just simply a shmua. That's a teaching that you taught, and it's going to go out throughout the world. Amalei chaza de'afka reisha v'natamukre. So I saw that my brain, my head opened up, and my brains were spilling out. Amalei udra mebesaja. So he says that the nafik, the feathers from the pillar are going to come out. That's all. Amalei ikrayin halal mitzvah. He says, in my dream, I saw myself reading the halal mitzri. Halal mitzri meaning the halal that we say at the Seder night. So amalei nisa mitzvah hashlach. He says, oh, halal mitzri. So just like we say the halal mitzvah on Lel Seder because we are experiencing the nace. So too, you're going to be experiencing a nace as well. And then the Gemara follows this up with more details on this particular interpretation. Havakaza Barheja Barva. Now they're going on a boat, and Barheja sees who he's sharing a boat ride with. And he's on the boat now with Rava. And now he gets nervous because he knows that Rava is going to experience a miracle. What does that mean for everybody else that's on the boat? They're not going to be experiencing a miracle. So Amar Bahadigava de Misrachish Lenisa Lamali. Vehade. the kasalak. Sorry, the masrach eshlenisa lamali ba'adein. So I don't want to be together with somebody who's going to be experiencing a miracle, because he's going to experience a miracle, not me. So de kasalak nafal sefer mine. Now he's leaving the boat. He's running out of the boat, and as he's running out of the boat, so a book falls out of his pocket, and Rava now picks up the book that fell out of his pocket. Ashkechei Rava v'chazad davik sivbe. And here is now the secret behind Bar Hedja's success in a book. Now, the Gemara here is not going to go through the whole book, but just basically going to give us the cliff notes. And that is, kol hachalamos holchen achar hapeh. That when it comes to dreams, it's going to be following the interpretation. So the interpretation will inform us in terms of what the meaning and significance is of the dream. Okay. Amar, so at that point in time, Rava lost his cool. Rasha. It was all up to you. That's bididech. And meanwhile, all you did is cause me pain and grief and anguish. So I'm going to forgive you about everything, bar mi barti de Rav Chista, with notable exception to the daughter of Rav Chista, otherwise known as my wife. For that, I won't forgive you. So gavra de my hope and wish is that you be taken captive by a government that has no rachmanis. Amar. So at that point in time, Bar-Hedja knew that he was in big trouble. My Avid, what am I supposed to do? Give me a rug, because we have a tradition. That if somebody curses you, and he's a chacham, and even if it's bichinam, even if it's for no reason, so the curse is going to come true. And Rava, so he had a good tain on me. And so now, he's a chacham, and he cursed me, and he had good reason to be upset with me. And so now I know I'm in for it. Amar Ekam ve'iglid Amar Margalos Mechaper Savon. So Bar Hedja says, so here's what I'll do. I'll send myself into Galus. We know that Galus is Mechaper. So perhaps by exiling myself, I'll receive a kapara. Kam Galal Bay Ramai. So he goes to the Romans. Azal Yasuv Apischa Deresh Turzina de Malka. And he goes now to Rome and he sits by the Resh Turzina. The Resh Turzina is the head of wardrobe. He's a minister of wardrobe in the palace. So Resh Turzina Damaka, Resh Turzina Chazachama. Now Resh Turzina has a dream. Okay, this the epilogue to the story over here, amazing. Amar Chazachama Da'ayel Machta Be'etzbosai. So the Resh Turzina now goes to Bar Hedja and says, "Can I share with you the dream that I had?" And that is that a needle went right into my finger in my dream. Amar Havli Zuzei. So Bar Hedja says, fine, I'll give you an interpretation. Would you mind paying me? Velo yahivle. And he says, no, I'm not going to pay you. Lo amale velo midi. So I would say Bar Hedja learned his lesson, almost. In other words, Bar Hedja, instead of giving a negative interpretation, gives no interpretation. Okay. So amale chazad danafatichla betartin etzbosai. Next night, next morning, he goes over to Bar Hedja, and he says, I saw a worm go into my two fingers in my dream. Got anything about that? So Amalei Havli Zuzei. So he says, give me money. Velo Yavlei, Velo Amalei. And again, he said nothing. Okay, fine. Amalei Chazayin Danafel Tichle Bekule Yada. So he says, you know, in my dream last night, third dream now, so I saw worms go throughout my whole hand. Amalei Nafel Tichle Bekule Shirai. So he says, well, what's going to happen is that the worms are going to be infesting the entire wardrobe of the king. And now the minister of the wardrobe is now going to be taken into the king for not putting up enough mothballs in the closet of the king, and the wardrobe now is infested with worms. So the Resh Turzina, the minister of wardrobe, said, Ana mai I say, why are you bringing me in? Do you know that Bar Hedja knew this information all along? But because I wouldn't pay him for the interpretation, so he refused to tell me. But he had this information all along. So he says, it's so funny, because of a couple of coins, so now the entire wardrobe, let me finish reading the sentence, Charvu Shirai de Malka. So the entire wardrobe of the king is destroyed, all because you weren't going to get paid a couple of coins. It's ridiculous. As we are now on the top of Nunvav Amud Beis, Kafitu train arze bechavlei. They tie two trees together with rope. Aser chad kari lechad arze v'chad kari lechad arza. and they tied one leg of Barhejah to the two trees. And Visharu Lechavla Adi Salak Resha. Now, there must have been a lot of tension over there between the two trees, and exactly how this torture worked, I don't know. But there was so much tension that basically it split Barhejah into two, all the way where it split even his head into two. Okay, that is a obviously awful, awful end for Barhejah. But again, going back to the curse that was given to him by Rava. And in terms of the significance, the symbolism over here, so easily one can see that the what didn't he forgive him? He didn't forgive him over the death of his wife. So in other words, he created pirud. He created separation between he and his wife. The mida keneged mida over here is that the end that Barhejah faced was he himself experienced that kind of pirud.
Are you allowed to go and ask for interpretation of dreams?
I mean, Abai and Rava did.
I know, but I'm asking what
I mean, what's it called? Nichush is for sure out of the question. So the okay, your question is valid. Also, kochav v'chad v'kama duchte v'itzalak v'nafal betrain. Okay, the Shal ben Dama ben Achoso Shal Rabbi Shmuel es Rabbi Yishmael. So the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel asked the following question from his uncle. Re'isi shinei lechai shenashur. So I saw the shinei lechayai, right? His cheeks. His jaw, his cheeks. And they fell out. Amar shinei gududei rama yatsu alecha ra'u mesu. So he says that what's going to happen is that the there's going to be the Romans who are going to take counsel about you, and they're going to want to do bad to you, and they themselves are going to die. Amle bar kapar l'Rabbi da'ise risi chot mai shenasher. I saw my nose fall off in my dream. Amle charon af nistalik mimcha. He says the anger is going to go away. Amle risi shnei yadai shenichtechu. I saw my two arms that were cut off. Amle lo titzarich l'maisa yadecha. It means that your production is not needed. Amale Reisi Beis Raglai Shenichtu. He says, I see your two legs were cut off. Amale Al Susa Tarochev. He says, oh, what's it means you're going to be riding on a horse. Chazai Damale Ba'adam Isus V'nisan Lochazis. In my dream, I had the following vision, or in this case, I heard that you're going to die in the month of Adar, and you're not going to be around in Nisan. Amale, so he says, oh, very good. Be'adrusa Misa, it means that you're going to be dying not in the month of Adar, but a play on the word. Adar from the word hadar, which means that you're going to die in glory. V'lo asis l'deni sayon. And you're not going to be facing any kind of test. Meaning, you will die a pleasant death. That's the way to interpret the dream. Okay, and again, the idea over here, once again, is the same idea, is that dreams are open to interpretation, and you can give positive interpretations, and if you do so, so you can avoid even something that looks obviously bad. So you offer a positive interpretation. Okay, and here now, a lengthier exchange between the Siddiqui and Rabbi Shmuel. At this point in time, we already know the Siddiqim, sectarian group that rejected Torah Shabbat Peh and was extraordinarily antagonistic towards Chachmei Yisrael. So you can only imagine that this exchange over here is going to be, at in the very least, extraordinarily antagonistic. So, yeah, the dreams now that the Tzaduki is telling Rabbi Shmuel. So I saw Shani Mashke Shemin Lazesim. I saw the olive oil go back into the olive. So Amalei Baal Imo. So he says, it tells me that you had relations with your mother. Right? You see the idea? In other words, that the olive oil is going back to the source. So you're going back to your source. Amalei Chaza de Katif Li Kochava. In my dream, I saw that a star was picked, was plucked out. So Amalei Bar Yisrael Ganafta. He says, you kidnapped a Jew. Amalei Chaza de Balati Lekochav. I saw that I swallowed the star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Zavante VeAchalta Ledmei. I saw that you sold a Jew and you enjoyed the profits. Amalei Chaza Eina Deneshkan Adade. I saw the eyes kissing one another. Amalei Balachoso. It means that you had relations with your sister. Amalei Chaza Deneshkik Siara. I saw myself kissing the moon. Amalei Baal Eshes Yisrael. It means that you had relations with a Jewish woman. The moon, obviously, is a symbol of a Jewish woman. I saw myself trampling on top of a canopy of reeds. It means that you had relations with the Nara Maras. The Rashi over here tells us, Minag Yisrael was, is that when a Besula got married, she got married under a canopy of reeds. Amar Lei Chazi Tuna Mi'ilai. I saw the canopy from up above, V'hu Mitasai, and it was below me. And that obviously is an unusual perspective. Usually we're seeing the canopy from below, not from above. Amle Mishkavcha Hafoch. So he says, you were involved in Biyashalo Kedarko. Amar Lei Chazai Urva Dehadre Lepurya. I saw the raven that went back to the bed. Amalei Ishtecha Zanta Me Anashim Arbei. It means that your wife is with many other men. Amalei Chazai Yoneh Dehadre Lepurya. I saw the dove go back to the bed. Amalei Nashim Arbei Timeta. You yourself had relations with many other women. Amalei Chazai Denaka Treyono Parchan. There were two doves and they flew away. Amalei Tarti Nishen Nesafta Upatratinun below get. It means that you married two women, but you excuse them without giving them a get. Amalei Chazai de Klifna Bi. He says that I saw in my dream that I was peeling an egg. Amalei Shachve Kamashalachas. He says, so it tells me that what you do is you undress the dead. Meaning that basically you see dead people and you take their clothing and whatever valuables that they have, and that's what you do. Amalei. So finally the Tzeduki now admits and makes an almost full admission. Kulu isnu bi bar mehadalesa. Everything you said about me was absolutely correct and accurate, except for that last one. In other words, I don't strip the dead people of their clothing. Who does that? So adahachi vahachi. Everyone here knows where the story is going. Meanwhile, asya hay isasa v'amrele hay glima demichsa degavra plonihu demis v'ashachalte. So she says, oh, that garment that he's wearing, that coat that he's wearing, that came off the dead person, and he stripped that dead person of that clothing, and that garment, that coat belongs to that dead person. So that was also true as well. Amrele chazai, the amrele shavik li, shavik lecha, avucha nechse be kapud kaya. So he says, okay, I had another dream. And in that dream, it said that my father left for me property or possessions in kapud kaya. So amrele isach nechse be kapud kaya. So he says, well, let me ask you a question. Do you have any possessions? Do you have any assets over there? So I'm a lay laugh. So he says, no. Azal avucha lev kaputkya. Did your father ever travel there? I'm a lay laugh. Nope. Dad never went there. Im kane. So he says, okay. So here's what it means. The word kappa, Rashi says, by the way, this is not Hebrew. It's not Aramaic. Rashi says this is a Persian and Greek languages. Okay, so kappa, and don't ask me which one's which. Kappa is kashura, that's a beam. And the word dika is asara. So now he is interpreting the dream to mean kaputkia is a contraction of 10th beam. And zilcha is a kappa de resha asara, shehi malei azuzei. So go to the 10th beam, it's filled with money. Azo ashkach shehi malei azuzei. In fact, he finds that it's filled with money as interpreted. Okay. Adkan, that takes us to the end of the incident with the Tzeduki and Rabbi Shmuel. I'm Rabbi Chanina Ro Be'er B'chalom Ro Shalom. You see a well in your dream, so that is a that signifies peace. Shenemra v'yachperu avdei Yitzchak benachav yimsu sham be'er ma'im chayim. Rabbi Nassan Omer Masa Torah. Rabbi Nassan says, you see a where, that's a well, it symbolizes Torah. Shenemra ki motzei motza chayim. Uksiv hacha be'er ma'im chayim. Okay, so it's a reference to Torah. And finally, the third possibility, Rav Amar Chayim Mamish. Seeing a well signifies life. Amar Rabbi Chanan Shlosh Shlomo Sein. Three things symbolize peace, and that is Nahar, Sipur, Kedera, the river, the bird, and the pot. Okay, there's a book, a sefer, authored by Rav Aaron Feldman, the current Rosh Hashiva of Ner Yisrael, and the river, the kettle, and the bird, and that is based on our Gemara that we're learning right now, in which he cites the Vilna Gaon's interpretation. Right, we went through today a lot of Agadata. Okay, I make it difficult in that I read the Gemara, I translate the Gemara, right? But in other words, I'm not going with any kind of depth to this Gemara. So if you want to see more depth to the Gemara, so it's an excellent resource. I've not covered the book. I've not gone through the entire book, and the entire Sefer. But basically, what he does is the Vilna Gaon gives a running commentary to the Gemara over here, not all these Gemaras. And what he does is he cites the Vilna Gaon. The Vilna Gaon writes very terse, very succinctly. It's cryptic. So Rav Aaron Feldman gives, and he writes in English, and he gives a very wonderful explanation of the Gemara based on the Vilna Gaon's interpretation. Okay, anyway, I'm going to go back to reading and translating. But, okay, I river, kettle, and the bird. written by Rev Aaron Feldman. Okay, Nahar Tzi Parvei Gedera. Nahar Dichsiv, the pasuk says, Hinini Notei Aleha Kanar Shalom. So the river, we have a pasuk symbolizing the river and that shalom. Tzipor Dichsiv, Ki Tziporim Afos, Ken Yagen Hashem Tzvakos. And Keder Dichsiv, Hashem Tishbo Shalom Lanu. So you see that you have psukim that signify that all these things represent peace. And that means to say that if you see any of these items in your dream, so you'll be experiencing peace. Now, as far as the kettle is concerned, as far as the pot is concerned, it has to be a pot without meat. Because a pot with meat is no good, says Rashi, if you see that in a dream. Right? If you, right, outside the dream, it's great. But in other words, in the dream, it's not good. So Shein Babasa Ufarsu in the Gemara has a pasuk that speaks to this idea. Ufarsar Kasher Basir Uchebasar Bistoch Kalachas. Okay. Amar Rav Shimon Levi Aro and Nahar Bechalom. And now we're just going to go rat tat tat. We're going to go through many different items that you see in the dream and the symbolism of what these items represent if you see them in a dream. So, and from here until the end of the daf, we're just going to be covering. I didn't number it because it just got. It's a lot. It's a lot of items. Okay, haroet nahar bechalom. If you see a river in your dream, so yashkim v'yomer. So what you should do is the following. Now, for these first items, Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi is going to teach us again with the positive thought and the positive interpretation. It's going to go well. So the pasuk that you should be thinking about is the following: hineni notei aleha kanar shalom kodem. So you should say that pasuk, which obviously is positive. It speaks to shalom, river and shalom, like we just said. And before the pasuk kodem shikdem, pasuk achir ki yavo kenar tzar. And don't let the pasuk of ki yavo kenar tzar enter into your mind. Now it happens to be that these pasukim are going to only enter into your mind if you know these pasukim, right? These pasukim are citations from the Nevi'im Achronim, Yeshayahu, Yirmiyahu, Hosea. So, okay, yeah, if for the person who's familiar with these psukim, so obviously he'll connect his dream with these psukim. But the point the Gemara is going to make time and again is think about the positive pasuk, not the negative one. I wrote Tzipor Bechalom, seeing a bird. So Yashkim V'yomer Ki Tzipor Mafos Ken Yagen. So you should have the positive pasuk of Yeshayahu. Kodem Shekhti Benem Pasuk Acher Ki Tzipor No Dodos Min Kaneh. Right, birds that are wandering around, and that's obviously not positive. Haro Kider Bechalom, seeing a pot. Yashkim V'yomer Hashem Tishpo Shalom Lanu. So the pasuk over there associates shalom and the pot. So kodem sheyektamen pasuk acher shfos heisir shfos. So the pasuk in Hosea, sorry, pasuk in Yecheskel is not speaking positively about the about a kettle. And so again, so think about the positive pasuk, not the negative one. Hara anavim b'chalom yeshkim v'yomer kanavim b'minmar kodem sheyektamen pasuk acher anavimu invei rosh. So again, the positive pasuk regarding grapes, not the negative one. Hara har bechalom, a mountain. So yashkim v'yomer manavu al harim raglei mevasir kodem sheyektamen pasuk acher al harim esa bechi v'nehi. Right, obviously the pasuk in Yirmiyahu speaks to a very negative connotation of a mountain, crying and wailing. That's the pasuk you should not be thinking about first. Haro shofar bechalom yashkim v'yomer v'yaba yamu yitaka b'shofar gadol kodem sheyektamen pasuk acher tiku shofar b'giva. So again, shofar, think about a positive pasuk. Haroa kelev v'chalom yashkim v'yomer l'chol b'nei Yisrael lo yicharetz kelev l'shono. So you see a dog in your dream, so think about the pasuk in Shmos. And kodem sheyektim in a pasuk acher v'aklavim azei nefesh. Pasuk in Yeshayahu speaks about the dogs having a bad temperament. Haroa ari b'chalom, you see a lion. Yashkim v'yomer ayei sha'ag milo yira. So kodem sheyektim in a pasuk acher alei ayei misivcho. The lion coming out of the ambush. Not a good pasuk. So don't think about that pasuk. Haro tigalachas b'chalom. You see a shave in a dream. Somebody receiving a shave, I guess. Yashkim v'yomar v'yigalach v'yichalef simlosav. The pasuk regarding Yosef, as he got a promotion, serious promotion, from jail to becoming viceroy. And so what did he need before he became viceroy? He needed a shave. So kodem sheyektim in a pasuk acher, im gechalti v'sar mimene kochi haro'eh. Okay, and Shimshon got a shave, and that did not go well for him. We're all familiar. Haro be'er bechalom, see a well. Yashkim v'yomer be'er ma'im chayim, again, positive pasuk. Kodem sheyaktimenu pasuk acher, ka'kir bir me'meha. Same idea. Haro kane bechalom, you see a reed in your dream. V'yomer kane retzutz lo yishaber, it's not going to break. Kodem sheyaktimenu pasuk acher, hine batach techa al mish'enet ha'kane ha'retzutz. You're going to be walking and having to lean on a reed. Not good. Tanu Rabbanan. Okay, the Gemara quotes a braisa. Aro kane bechalom yispel l'chachma. You see a reed in your dream, so you can expect to become a chacham. Shenemer kane chachma. Right, the pasuk. You are acquiring chachma. It's a play on the word kane. Kanim, if you see your reeds, you spell labina. So there you're going to get insight. Shenemar v'cholkin yanecha kanabina. Am Rabbi Zera kara, if you see a pumpkin. Or kora, hearts of palm. We discussed that back in the sixth parak in terms of what bracha to make. Kira, that's wax. Kanya or reed. Kulumalu lechalma. Those are all positive things to see in a dream. Tanya will enter Nebraisa. Ein marim deluin elamishu hu yare shamayim. B'chol kocha. So seeing a gourd in your dream, is that's reserved for somebody as Yir Shamayim. Haro is shor b'chalam yashkim v'yomar. If you see an ox in your dream, so you should say b'chor sharo, hadar lo, karim shikidemen apasak ha'acher. B'chor sharo, that was the bracha that was given to Yosef. And before the following pasuk, ki gach shor es ish, okay, two parshios ago. Atan Rabban Chamisha Dvarim Nemar b'shor. Five things are said regarding a shor, meaning the seeing of a shor in a dream. Ha'ochem b'sar mitasher. If you find yourself eating from the meat of it, you're going to get wealthy. Anachu having lain benishim anachem b'torah. If you see them fighting in your dream, so that means that your children are going to be fighting with each other in Torah. That's a good thing, meaning they're going to be engaged in Torah study. Nashchu yisurim b'inalav. If you get bitten by the ox, so that means that you're going to be facing yisurim. Batu derech rechokin nizdamnu lo. If you get kicked by it, so you're going to be going on a long journey. Rachvo ola legdula, and if you're riding it, so you are going to be assigned to greatness. Vatanya rachva meis. Now we have another braisa that tells us that if you find yourself in a dream riding a donkey, I won't give away the answer. Riding a donkey, so then that's not good. So that's obviously a stira. So lakashya hadarachiv hulatura hadarachiv turli didei. Depends on who's riding who. If you're riding on top of a donkey, sorry. If you're riding on top of an ox, gedula. If the ox is riding on top of you, not good. Haroa chamor b'chalom, a donkey. So yitzba li Yeshua, so that means that you're going to receive salvation. Shenemer hinei ma'kecha yavol lecha tzedek v'noshah hu ani v'rochev al chamor. Okay, the pasuk in Zechariah, reference to the Mashiach. That obviously has to do with Yeshua. Haroa chatul b'chalom, you see a cat in your dream. Ba'asu dekar v'le shun. Right now, if you live in a community where they describe the cat as a shunra, right? Nasis lo shura, shira na'eh. So that means to say that they're going to be singing good songs about you. And shinra, however, if you live in a community where they describe and they pronounce it as a shinra, nasis lo shinuira. So that means that something bad is going to happen. Haroa navim b'chalom. Grapes in your dream. Levanos ben bezmanam mishlam mazmanam yafos. So the white grapes, so it doesn't matter what season it is, that's always good. Shcharos, but you see the black grapes. So bezmanam yafeh. So if it's seasonal, that's good. Shlo bezmanam raos. If it's out of season, that's not good. Haros sus lavan bechalom beimenachas ben berodef yafalo. White horse in your dream, it's always going to be good. Adom, if you see a red horse, benachas yafeh. If it's calm, positive, berodef kasheh. But if it's chasing you, so that's not good. Haro yishmal bechalom. If you see yishmal in a dream. Tfilason Yishmas, it means that your tefillah is going to be heard. V'davke Yishmal ben Avram. But you have to see specifically Yishmal ben Avram. I know I also don't carry a picture of him with me. So, right, I'm with you. Avaltaya ba'amalo. But just to see Stam an Arab in a dream, that's not beneficial. It has to be Yishmal himself. Haro gamal b'chalom. Misa nikna salom in Hashamayim. V'hitziluha mimenu. A camel in a dream means that there was a decree upon you of death and you were saved. Am Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanin, Maikra, the pasuk Vanochi Ered Mitzrayim, Vanochi Elcha, Gam Alei. So you see, Gam Alei is a contraction of Gamal, meaning the idea that you're gonna go into trouble, but you're gonna get out of trouble. Rav Nachman Yitzchak Amar Mehacha, Gam Hashem Avir Chataska Lach. I'm sorry, Lo Tamus. So the pasuk over here, the Gam, right? The Gam is also a reference to the camel. And the pasuk speaks to the idea of you're not going to die, meaning that you were supposed to, but you didn't. Haroa Pinchas bechalom pilei naselo. So you see Pinchas in a dream, so that means that you're going to have wonders occurring to you. Haroa Pil bechalom palaos naselo. You see an elephant in a dream, so that's going to be palaos, wonders. Pilim pilei palaos naselo. Now if you see elephants in the plural, okay, multiple wonders. Now the Gemara says, now we do have a Braisa that tells us that you see animals in the dream, it's generally good, with notable exceptions to elephants and monkeys. So lokasha had the misrag, had the misrag. It depends whether or not it has a saddle or does not have a saddle. Rashi says with a saddle, that's good. Haroa huna bichalom. So if you see huna, now is the Gemara over here referencing Rav Huna? So we'll see in just a moment. We're on the top of Nizayna Medav. You're going to have a miracle. Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, Nisi, Nisim, Naselo. So if you see any of these names, either people or names, again, we're going to clarify in just a moment, of Chanina, Chananya, Yochanan, you see the root of Chen in all of them, or of course the word Nisi, so that means that you're going to have a nace. Chasu alecha upadua. If you see a eulogy in your dream, so that means that min hashamayim, there was rachmanas upon you and you were redeemed. V'hani mil biksav, and this is all biksav. What does that mean, v'hani mil biksav? So Rashi says over here, akulukai, meaning on all the names that we just mentioned, starting with Huna and going forward from there, so you have to see the name actually written out. Rashi says, Shara Huna, O Chaninya, O Teva Zu, Shal Hesped, or you see the word Hesped, Ksuva, Mashma Chasu Alava Paduha. So in other words, it's only significant if you see the actual word itself. Okay, let's recap. That was a lot. That was a lot of Gemara. Okay, we started off this morning with two stories. The case of turning to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Chananya, and the Shmuel Malka speaking to Shmuel. Again, they wanted a forecast of what the dream is going to be, and all they did was very simple. They planted a seed in their head, and the dream came true. A good part of today's daf was a story with Bar Hedja and Abai and Rava. Okay, a long story, taking almost a full amud of our Masechta, where Abai and Rava go for interpretation. Abai pays, Rava doesn't. Abai's interpretations were good, Rava's weren't. And the demise of Bar Hedja. And then we talked about the nephew of Rabbi Yishmael asking about, in order, cheeks, nose, arms, legs, and having died in the month of Adar and Nisan. And the positive interpretation of the dream, which results in positive results. Tzduki and Rabbi Shmuel, where the Tzduki tells over his dreams to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel informs him that these dreams are telling of you and your actions. The Tzduki admits to everything except for one of the items that he was accused of. Turns out Rabbi Shmuel was right about everything. Dreaming about a well is good. Three possible interpretations of what that is. Three different types of peace. The river, the kettle, and the bird. We went through various items that you see in a dream, and although there are multiple pasukim that speak to this idea, you should think about the positive pasuk and not the negative pasuk. Okay? Simple idea to walk away with from today's daf, think positively. And then finally, we went through various items in the dream that bespeak to certain ideas. And I'd say over a dozen items that we went through in terms of what it could possibly be understood and interpreted as.